Hot Chicago, it's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the ice against Calgary at 8 and takes the court against Golden State at 9:30. Game day is done right at Buffalo Wild Wings with specialty food items like the Hickory pulled pork sandwich topped with honey barbecue or street tacos with garlic tossed chicken. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Everyone loves getting a shout-out. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Night.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears held their last practice of the week today. They'll host the Broncos at Soldier Field on Sunday. Both Pernell McPhee and Matt Forte were limited in practice, so will we see Matt Forte on Sunday?
I still got to, you know, play it smart. I've been talking to our head trainer and obviously Coach Fox about it because we got 2 games in 4 days or 5 days or whatever it is. And so, you know, I got to be smart about it. I don't know what our plan is right now.
Forte, Pernell McPhee, Shea McClellan, and Alshon Jeffrey are all listed as questionable for Sunday's game. Jeffrey did not practice today. Eddie Royal is out for Sunday. Hronis Grasu is probable. As for the Broncos, Coach Gary Kubiak says that Peyton Manning and linebacker DeMarcus Ware will not even make the trip to Chicago. Bears are asking fans to arrive early on Sunday to get through extra security at the gate. Elsewhere in the league, Sam Bradford has been ruled out for the Eagles game Sunday against Tampa. He's suffering from both a separated shoulder and a concussion. Mark Sanchez will get the start in his place. Texans head coach Bill O'Brien has declared quarterback Brian Hoyer out for Sunday. He's suffering from a concussion. T.J. Yates gets the start. And former Bear Charles Tillman out for the Panthers with a knee injury. To the hard court, where Derrick Rose will miss tonight's matchup with undefeated Golden State on the road. Rose says he's still not 100% from that sprained ankle. Aaron Brooks is also out. That one tips tonight at 9:30. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, center Timofey Mozgov will miss the next 10 to 14 days with a right shoulder strain. To the ice, where the Blackhawks will take on Calgary on the road tonight. They'll do it without Teuvo Teravainen. He's out for a couple of games with an upper body injury, according to Coach Joe Quenneville. Marco Dano also out with an illness. Scott Darling gets a start in goal tonight. Puck drops at 8. To baseball, where the White Sox said today they've purchased contracts of right-handed pitchers Brandon Bennett and J.B. Wendelken from AAA Charlotte. And Ken Rosenthal says the Cubs are doing background work on a dozen or so starting pitchers, including the Braves' Shelby Miller. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. And Tuesday, join CBS Chicago in a day of giving. Help victims of home fires and other disasters in your neighborhood or wherever it's needed most. Donate to the Red Cross Disaster Relief and show your support. CBS Chicago cares. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
The Indianapolis Colts have defeated the Denver Broncos and will advance to the AFC Championship game.
I like John Fox as a man very much. Conversation with John yesterday, both came out with the idea that, you know, it was time to move on for both of us. The more he talked about the timing, not only especially for him, but also for us. It was the right time.
The Bears at 5-11 ends the season.
She's pissed off. I can't think of a 91-year-old woman that description would apply to, but in this case, I can't think of a more accurate description.
Extremely excited to introduce the new head coach of the Chicago Bears, John Fox.
The thing that excited me and my family was the storied franchise this stood for. To be standing there in the same role as George Halas is pretty remarkable.
The Bears heading back to Chicago to take on the Denver Broncos, the former team of John Fox.
There's a lot that goes into one of these games, regardless of who, where, what time of the year. You don't really have a lot of time for nostalgia and those types of things.
Boars and Bernstein.
This is all tricky.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
At 4:04, we are looking to hook up with Mark Kisla of the Denver Post to get some more clarification of his interpretation of how John Fox left, because he wrote a column a couple days ago essentially saying that it was Fox who, through Jay Glazer, started this idea that maybe things were coming to an end in Denver, that he planted the story, that he wanted out, that he engineered the whole thing, and that when the players realized that he was trying to work his way out of Denver, that's when they played as lifelessly as they did, and sort of blames him for that, when those of us on the outside, at least, had heard that there was also a different issue, that John Elway was looking at him as a point A to point B guy that had gotten all he was going to get out of this team.
Yeah, it sounded very mutual when he left there, and the press conference that they had, if you remember that, seemed there didn't seem to be any animosity there. It seemed like it was as mutual as could be. But reading this column, I mean, he all but says that John Fox simply quit on this team, that he didn't want to be there anymore, that he knew his time was done.
And that's the thing. If he says he knew, how did he know his time was done unless he thought that John Elway was already, that his eye was already wandering?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. And it's pretty damning stuff, actually, because if true, then the players would certainly know it. The players would have the impression that the coach has walked out on them long before he physically walks out on them. That's a bad thing to carry around as a coach. I'd certainly be interested to hear what John Fox has to say about that. Not that John Fox says a lot about anything,
no.
But I would imagine he'd want to respond to that, wouldn't he?
You know exactly what he would say.
Any time a coach does anything, it's always something. And we all go through stuff where a coach, you know, is going to have to talk to people and then go somewhere.
What? That's what he says. He'll say nothing.
Yes. It's what he does.
It's all this. It's all everything. It's always. It's all. It's every. He can. immediately globalized.
Yes.
Anything specific immediately becomes some pan-global, larger, unifying theory of everything.
I stopped going after games, post-game. I stopped going to the media room where they have the head coach and the quarterback some time ago, because during the Lovie Smith era, it was just too painful. It can actually slant how you cover a team if it's as bad as it was during Lovie. So I stopped going. I didn't go to Trestman. And I haven't gone to John Fox, and I think there's probably pretty good reason not to.
According to a baseball reporter named Robert Murray, who writes for Baseball Essential, the Cubs and the Rangers have made a trade. Names involved unclear.
Well, that's helpful. That's helpful information.
Is it Cole Hamels?
No, they're not trading Cole Hamels.
I'm just thinking.
No,
okay.
They're definitely not trading Cole Hamels.
Is it Yu Darvish?
No, they like their top three starters for next year.
They think
they can win the World Series next year. I mean, that's a team poised to win.
This will be one of these things where we see the trickle of news about a trade, and then we find out that it's two guys you
never heard of before.
This could be one of these pre-Rule 5 moves too, right?
Definitely.
It could be something that we're going to lose
Definitely.
This guy anyway. Whether
I mean,
it's, you know,
maybe
Pierce
they're
Johnson.
Trading Daniel Vogelbach and Pierce Johnson for somebody that they're not intending to place on their 40-man.
Or somebody already on their 40-man. So they get somebody off. But wait, remind me of the rule. If you make a trade for somebody who is going to be a Rule 5 guy, something resets, right? Then do you have to put him on your 40-man?
No, he still has to go on the 40 okay. man because it's about how many years. You want me to read it to you?
No, I don't because my eyes will glaze over. But I just want to make sure that I thought that the, you get a little bit of wiggle room at that point.
Unless that rule has changed, I don't think there's any reset of any kind.
Okay.
Players first signed by age 18 must be added to the 40-man within 5 seasons or they become eligible to be drafted in the Rule 5. Players say... signed at 19 or older, have to be protected within 4 seasons. So there you go. It's about age or years of minor league service.
And we are joined now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com by Mark Kisla, columnist of the Denver Post. He's on Twitter at Mark Kisla, K-I-S-Z-L-A. Hi, Mark.
How you guys doing today, man?
We're doing all right, and I'm intrigued by the column you wrote about how John Fox left Denver, because I guess that I was under the impression that the parting was more mutual than you made it appear to be, that you, at least as I read your column, it was Fox who planted the seed of the public rumor that this might be coming to an end in Denver, that he has to win the Super Bowl or else, however it was said, and that he greased his own way out of town. Is that what happened?
Do I know 100% for sure? No, I don't. I do believe this, that at the end of his time in Carolina, he felt like he wasn't getting a fair shake to succeed. And at the end of his time in Denver, he was disagreeing with John Elway, who runs the organization, about a number of things, including his say in personnel. I think that he saw the relationship going sideways. I think he was probably smart enough to see the problems the Broncos would be facing this year right now that they are with Peyton Manning. And I think that his relationship with John Elway had gone downhill. And so he knew he was under a lot of pressure to make a deep playoff run last season. And I think he was very proactive in talking to his representation and saying, you know what? Let's find out what else is out there. And I do remember distinctly after they lost that game to Indianapolis, standing in the hallway of the stadium, and me and another Denver Post reporter told Peyton Manning, well, you know, there's that report this morning that John Fox would be available if he loses this game. And the look on Peyton Manning's face was priceless. Like, really? Oh, my goodness.
Do you think that he was checked out before that game, or do you think just in hindsight, maybe it appears that way?
This is what I think. I think John Fox is a competitor. I believe that. I respect him as a coach. I respect him as a man. I like him as a man. But I do think that he was looking elsewhere, and I don't blame him for that. Because he knew what the cards were on the table. So, in talk radio terms, if you say, John Fox checked out, he quit on the Denver Broncos, then you can have 1,000 talk radio listeners say, well, that son of a gun, I don't like him, never did. Well, you know what the deal is, though? If you're a smart business person and you know you might get fired, you look elsewhere. And if you do that, then your concentration isn't 100% on the task at hand. It makes you a bad guy, makes you a human being. And I think there was plenty of evidence in that game, and John Elway expressed it. We didn't go out kicking and screaming that the Broncos, as a team, whether you're talking Peyton Manning, John Fox, Jack Del Rio, Adam Gase, there was evidence that they weren't 100% focused on winning that game.
But if he was going to get fired, and you mentioned the relationship going sideways, why?
Why? Because I think that John Fox and John Elway's vision for the team wasn't the same. They drafted a wide receiver in the second round a year ago, Cody Latimer. Cody Latimer never got on the field. They drafted an offensive tackle out of Michigan, Michael Schofield never got a sniff, basically didn't get a sniff of the 53, was on the 53, didn't get a sniff of the active roster. I think John Elway said, I draft these guys, and then you don't use them. That's a classic coach and GM conflict. It's not unique to the Broncos. It's not unique to the sport of football. And I think that was one of many things in which they didn't see eye to eye on.
I guess I'm struggling to pinpoint exactly where you fall on which side of the line you fall here. Maybe you're not picking one. Maybe you're not choosing a side. But it certainly feels like you could make the argument that he certainly had a foot out the door before that game was played last year, and maybe wasn't fully committed.
There's no mistaking it. I don't have to hem and haw about it. I think he did have one foot out the door. But you know what? If I were John Fox, so would have I. So that's where I went to with the talk radio thing, is that, yes, mm-hmm. he was looking elsewhere, and I don't blame him. I would have done the same thing. So maybe that's what gives you some discomfort, is like, either you're on Foxy's side or you're not, or you're on John Elway's side. You know what? I'm not on either one of the sides. If I was John Elway and I saw my coach looking elsewhere, it would kick me off. And if I were John Fox, and I didn't think my boss 100% had my back, I'd probably look elsewhere. So I definitely can see it from both sides of the equation, and I don't have to pick one guy as the good guy and one guy as the bad guy, so people can scream and yell about it. It doesn't pick whatever side you think's correct, and that's cool by me.
Well, there was the press conference immediately after that where John Elway at least was saying what he believed he should say in an executive capacity and thanking John Fox very much. Do you think that at some point Elway understood it too, in the same way that you're saying, yeah, John Fox could read the handwriting on the wall. He's a proud professional, and he knew that there was a limited window for having an opportunity to decide where he wanted to go. Elway has to understand that too. So how are there any sour grapes? Is Elway grumbling like, yeah, this guy walked out of my team and didn't give us the best chance to win? Because if you understand it and we can understand what your description, Elway's got to get it, right?
I think Elway was very upset with that performance on that Sunday in January when the Broncos looked terrible at home against Indianapolis and got run out of the playoffs 24-13. Game wasn't as close as the score. And I think he was mad at everybody. I think he was mad at himself. I think he was not particularly happy with Peyton Manning. I know he wasn't happy with John Fox. But, some divorces, the pots and pans fly and the lawyers come in with guns blazing. And some divorces are, you know what? I love you, man, or I love you, dear, but this isn't working out anymore. And I think it was more, hey, this divorce is best for all parties concerned.
Yeah, I guess the leap that I have, the problem that I have logically, is assuming that the performance and the outcome necessarily was due to John Fox being less interested, whatever phrase you want to use, or having checked out, the idea of kicking and screaming. That's the kind of stuff fans say, like, they're not trying hard enough, they're not showing fire and passion. I think while it certainly is correlative, we can't necessarily prove that it's causal, that John Fox being interested in other jobs actually did make that team play that way that day.
Okay, but here's the difference, and this isn't an idea, cause and correlation. I took logic and sat in the back of the class in college too and dozed off. But it wasn't a fan that said kicking and screaming. It was John Elway that said, for 2 years in a row, we exited the playoffs and we didn't kick and scream on our way out. We got blown out in the Super Bowl and we got embarrassed at home by the Colts.
And who usually gets the responsibility for the product on the field on game day? It's the quarterback and it's the coach.
All right, let me try it from this side. How about this? A guy like John Fox at his age, or age notwithstanding, more like experience, and so many years in a particular league, and you see this sometimes in basketball and see it in baseball as well with managers. Were these slights of John Elway, do you think they were more perceived or real?
His slights of John Elway in terms of what? I don't follow you on.
the slights that he may have perceived from John Elway, were these, do you think they were real or imagined? The reasons.
I think John Elway, the general manager, said I drafted Cody Latimer and I think he should be playing football. And I think John Fox, the coach, is I determine who's on the field, and I don't think Cody Latimer is ready to help us win. And that wasn't the only thing, but I think that's real, and that's quite frequent in all sports. Is that the veteran coach with a team expected to win wants to rely on veteran players rather than let young players go out there and make mistakes on the field and contribute to possibly losing football games in the name of experience. I think that happens in basketball. I think it happens in soccer. It probably would happen in tiddlywinks if there were a professional tiddlywinks league.
So the bottom line being, you believe that there is a bit of a grudge match here, that there were some strong-willed, unhappy guys that left on terms that could have been better and now have a chance to go at each other by proxy on Sunday.
Yeah, I think John Fox wants to beat the Denver Broncos in the worst way possible. I really do. But you guys know Foxy. He's, even though he cut all the media access off for the Bears, he's a good-natured, friendly guy. So it's not like he's going to hate John Elway forever, but he wants to beat his butt. I mean, I think there's a little extra juice in him wanting to do that as well.
Well, we'll be enjoying that on Sunday then, and we appreciate the inside stuff. Mark, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Mark.
Mark Kisla from the Denver Post on the Boers and Bernstein Show.
That was awesome.
In a certain perverse way, yeah.
Well, it is the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. And
it is the Boers and Bernstein Show.
And we are at another round. So you should come join us. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens.
And not every radio guest should have another round.
You
but
have
some probably should.
WSCR. What, Miska?
I picture he was outside having a heater outside of a bar while he did that call.
No, listen. You have the score.
Don't like Mondays? Then you've got to check out the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on the Score. Every Monday during football season, your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Henley and continuing through the rest of the day. Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Easy to tell if one of your boys is obsessed with something, just tell them they're obsessed. If they freak out and they get defensive, then you were right. Not that we needed to test Rex Ryan for his Patriots obsession, we all know, yet he failed anyway. During his conference call with the New England media, it was pointed out to Rex that he has lost 8 of 9 to the Pats, and the big man was asked if that keeps him up at night. He said, quote, "You guys always say that I'm obsessed with them and all that. You guys are obsessed with them, not me. You're the ones who talk about them every single day." End quote. Right, Rex? Because it's their job. They cover the Patriots. Your job is to beat the Patriots, and you almost never do that. Beating an overhyped, overrated Jets is one thing. Beating the Patriots is another. Do that for once, and then you can pop off. I'm Jim Rome.
Heads or tails, kick or receive, with the wind or against the wind, buy your friend a Bud Light. by a stranger of Bud Light. Go to your team's bar. Go to the opposing team's bar. Buy a round during the next truck commercial. Buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light. Make two plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now, now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Happy Friday. This is your old friend, Snoop Dogg. There are so many different kinds of jeans out there. They all have their own personalities. Like, you wouldn't think my baggy jeans would get along with my skinny jeans, but they do. Because at the end of the day, they're all in the jeans family. And nothing is stronger than family.
That's right, Snoop. And tomorrow only at Old Navy. All jeans are 50% off, starting at $15 for adults and $10 for kids. Plus, everything else in the store is 40% off tomorrow till Wednesday.
Sounds like I gotta run to Old Navy. See ya.
Excludes gift cards.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
This year, leave your car and take Amtrak home for the holidays. Enjoy large, comfortable seats and memories that'll last forever. And get their best saver fares to over 500 destinations. Book early at Amtrak.com. See where the train can take you. Restrictions apply. Hey, Chicago, ready to switch to Sprint? Sprint will pay off every dime of your old phone or contract via American Express reward card when you turn in your phone. Visit Sprint.com/Chicago Network to learn more. It's time to...
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Forward and Scoff, that's G-O-F-F, only at Daily MVP. Restrictions apply. See rules for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Panama with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Eddie Royal knee did not participate today. He'll be out for the game. Alshon Jeffrey, groin shoulder, did not participate today. He'll be questionable for the game. Matt Forte knee was limited today in practice. He'll also be questionable. Shea McClellan knee was limited today. He'll also be questionable. Pernell McPhee knee limited, questionable. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder, full practice, probable. Aronis Grasu, neck, full practice, probable. And Antrell Roll, ankle, full practice, probable.
Bears coach John Fox with the injury report for his team heading into Sunday's game against the Broncos. A big one personally for the Bears coaching staff, many of whom came from Denver. But as Matt Slauson explains, even a bigger one for the team as a whole.
They're trying to put all the premium on our execution, because if we can continue to grow the way we've been over the last couple weeks and improve the way we've been, then we can get on a run and have a chance come January.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:29 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Some hot stove action this afternoon. Cubs have acquired right-handed pitcher Spencer Patton from the Rangers. According to Robert Murray of Baseball Essential, that's now been confirmed by T.R. Sullivan of Dallas. No word yet on who's heading to Texas from Chicago. White Sox announced today they've purchased the contracts of pitchers Brandon Brennan and J.B. Wendelken from AAA Charlotte. To the hard court, where the Bulls are in Oakland tonight to take on Steph Curry and the 13-0 Golden State Warriors. They'll have to do it without Derrick Rose, who's been ruled out of tonight's game with that ankle injury. Aaron Brooks also out for tonight. Bulls and Warriors tip at 9:30. Blackhawks are on the road in Calgary tonight. The Flames have allowed the most goals of any team in the league at 73. Last time these two teams faced each other, the Hawks came away with a 4-1 win. Scott Darling will get the start in goal tonight. Patrick Kane can set a career-high 15th consecutive game point streak if he gets a point tonight. Marco Dano not feeling well. He won't play tonight. Neither will Teuvo Teravainen. He's out with an upper body injury. Puck drops on the Hawks and the Flames at 8. You heard the Bears injury report from the Bears Daily Update. Peyton Manning and DeMarcus Ware both out for Denver. Bears and Broncos kick off Sunday at noon. The Bears are encouraging fans to arrive early to get through heightened security. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe in Burbank and Darien is open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, catering, banquets, carryout, pickup, and delivery. For everything Chuck's, visit chuckscafe.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Julie, thanks. Y'all on Twitter crazy now. There's some very funny people out there already doing some very funny things, and Rudy has chimed in again. He says, hey, guys, I was on a conference call for most of the last segment. So who did Mike in Milwaukee end up picking? Because I'm really torn on this Green Bay game. Yeah, well, you know.
What's so particularly uncomfortable for me is I'm the dumbest guy in the room. I think we all know that. But I couldn't really understand anything that he was saying.
Well, that's all right.
And I was just trying to get an explanation. I was looking for some clarification, and it just seemed to get worse. It just seemed to get worse and worse and worse. And frankly,
it's okay. But see, to me, it was that combined with the level of condescension too. If I wanted to do the radio thing, if I was radio, I'd be like yelling at each other and stuff. I could just say this, but I want to do radio. All right, okay. I see you. That's all good. It's all good.
From a guy standing outside a bar.
I mean, I wanted to say something just for the radio. People yell at each other. You can just say this. I'm not going to have to do that. I have to be like that awful radio stuff. Like, you know,
pausing to get refills in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, you can say you don't want to come on. That's fine, too.
Kind of early out there, too, to be that deep into the night. You know what I'm saying?
Mountain Standard Time is 1 hour, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was 3 o'clock when that was supposed to begin.
Well, we finally found him, and well, that's that was great.
Tanny, where'd you get him? Bill's Tap in Lodo? Where'd you?
So the Cubs have acquired Spencer Patton. They've traded infielder Frandy De La Rosa. What the hell is that?
All right. That's an appropriate sound.
Well, Frandy, I'm sorry. Your Cubs career has come to an end.
Just when he thought he was going to finally make it to a World Series.
And the Score's Bruce Levine describes Patton as a power arm back of bullpen guy. He's from Urbana and pitched at SIU Edwardsville.
Okay, so that's three guys just in the last, 48 hours that they've picked up? They're going to continue to collect arms this winter. They're just going to pick up one after another after another. And if they can work the same kind of magic they did with Clayton Richard and those of his ilk, they'll be just fine.
Yeah, hey, they did great with DFA guys last year.
Yeah, they spent like $5 on three guys and got a whole bunch of innings out of them.
And actually, I misread Bruce Levine's tweet. It's not back of bullpen guy, back off bullpen guy. Get out of here, bullpen.
Is that what it says?
Back off, bullpen guy. You, bullpen guy. Yeah, get lost. That's all right. I know what he meant. Damn autocorrect. Okay, well, fine. They traded a guy I've never heard of for a guy I've never heard of.
All right, so back to the whole Denver Post thing. Do you feel like we received any clarification there on anything at all of any kind?
No, because he basically said that Elway was going to fire him for cause. That Elway had reason that he didn't want him to coach the team anymore, and that's why he did something unconscionable and horrible and quit on his team, and he's sure that made them lose, but that's okay.
You're not helping me either, frankly.
But that's what it sounded like to me. I'm trying to translate. I'm not mad at John Fox, but it's clear that they lost because he wanted to coach somewhere else.
He certainly doesn't like sports radio, though, does he?
No.
And I don't blame him one bit.
I took logic in college and slept in the back of the class, too. I didn't take logic in college, just let the record show.
You didn't take a philosophy class?
I did. I took philosophy.
There was no logic section of that?
Not specifically, no. It was an intro philosophy class with a great professor who on the second day of class kicked a guy out of the class permanently for falling asleep.
Really?
Yep. Second day. And he's a really nice, funny guy.
It's college.
Guy fell asleep. He walked over. He tapped
you never fell asleep in a class ever?
No, not in that class. I didn't. No, I don't think I did. I mean, if I was hungover, I wouldn't go to class. But he went over and he tapped the guy on the shoulder. And he said, leave this class now and never come back.
Wow.
And then he got right back into his lecture. I just thought, damn.
Boy, is he strict.
Gangster. Yeah. No, but we didn't do anything about, correlation, causation, etc. But I just think he sort of pinned the loss on Fox deciding that he was going to leave, and therefore the team played badly. But he's not mad at him because he knew he was going to get fired, because Elway was going to fire him.
You heard a lot more of it than I did. Because when he gave me the Don Cooper whoa, 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 I kind of just pretty much shut it down at that point. And I was doing my best to hold it together.
You did get cooped. Yep. Whoa, 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 Chief. Hold on now. Hold on here. Just one moment.
And now, your question.
The Boers and Bernstein Show, and it's filling up here at another round. And why not? The snow is coming. They're showing the giant pile of salt everywhere. That didn't take long. Last night, local news,
already the giant pile of salt?
Already. It's on Twitter. It's on your television. The giant pile of salt that will save us all
is
being called into action.
What are we supposed to get, like 32 inches or
77
something?
77
inches,
inches. Yep. In the next 12 hours, they're saying 77 inches. So get your shovels ready.
They're going to have a lot of work to do at Soldier Field to get the stadium ready. If we're getting 77 inches tomorrow.
I think they just upped it to 89 inches.
Now it's 89.
Yeah.
It's a good thing Excitable Weatherman is gone.
Yes.
That's awful.
And keep him out of here.
That's just awful.
Top of the hour, Dan Durkin breaks down the X's and O's of Bears and Broncos. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
It's the Mercy Hospital postgame show. Starring two Bear greats. All-Pro center Olin Krutz.
I saw a playoff team on the field today. And mostly because of their quarterback. Jay is playing really, really well.
And Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
I'm just not ready to deem them a playoff team quite yet.
You're not ready to crown their ass yet?
Not yet.
Along with Score football expert Hub Arkish.
It is very hard to figure out how they're doing it. We're going to find out in the next 2 weeks.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Everyone loves getting a shout-out. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Happy Friday. This is your old friend, Snoop Dogg. There are so many different kinds of jeans out there. They all have their own personalities. Like, you wouldn't think my baggy jeans would get along with my skinny jeans, but they do. Because at the end of the day, they're all in the jeans family. And nothing is stronger than family.
That's right, Snoop. And tomorrow only at Old Navy. All jeans are 50% off, starting at $15 for adults and $10 for kids. Plus, everything else in the store is 40% off tomorrow till Wednesday.
Sounds like I gotta run to Old Navy. See ya.
Excludes gift cards.
Hey, guys. Why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you. And everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine. And that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. JakesMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Moses Malone time on a Friday, and the snow is approaching. I'm watching that big light blue blob drifting toward the east. Nothing here yet as I look out the window. And they're thinking the northeast burbs are going to get hammered, probably 8 to 10 predicted there in the city.
Northwest, maybe. You mean?
Yes. Well, northwest, correct. Northeast would be in the lake, and that would be very wet.
The lake might, they're not going to get as much because, you know, there's warm water.
Well, that's, it's
and
true.
The winds off the water are going to.
And the city also.
You know how
has,
I know that? Because I watched Excitable Weatherman.
I told
last
you.
Night.
And there's also all of the latent heat that gets built up in the pavement.
So the city.
And members of pavement and everything. So there's warmth along the lake that should save us city dwellers from the brunt of it, probably getting 2 to 4 is what they're predicting. But here we go.
But in the northwest suburbs, 88 inches of snow.
You know what I realized? I never brought out our patio chairs this year.
Well, now you don't have to take them in.
Exactly. How awesome is that? Because my first thought was, oh, I got to take the patio chairs. And I realized, wait a sec, it's November. And you know one of the primary reasons why I never took out the patio chairs? This is going to sound so lame, but if you're a hockey
coming from
if,
you,
if you're a hockey parent, you will completely understand. I have them in the garage.
You use them to hang up the equipment.
And the way they're set up, there's two, and then there's two upside down on top of the other two.
And so you have the legs and the arms sticking out, and that hangs a jersey.
Exactly, and the chest pads, the goalie chest pads.
You can also stick gloves on there and dry gloves.
The trapper, the blocker, you name it. It's become this, and they sell things like this, which I don't need to buy.
They sell. Well, you need a couple hooks in the garage.
No, they actually, if you go to these tournaments, and one of the things that the companies sell now is they have like a metal humanoid frame. On which you hang the jersey, and there's other little spikes for gloves and pads and all that.
And people will spend money on this.
And every magic desmellification substance
works.
And nothing works.
No, you can burn
yes.
your shin guards. You can put them in an incinerator, and they will still have that smell, that very special hockey smell.
But you're absolutely right. The reason why, because of spring hockey and everything else, that it just, and the practices never stop, and then it's a goalie camp or whatever, and it just, there it is. That's
and if you're, and if
multiple jerseys too, because you can have, put one over here, one over here, one over here, and they, you know, you get a camp, you get another jersey. They do the Blackhawks thing, they give them the jersey, and there's always something there that smells.
There's some stuff you just never wash no matter what, but maybe once a year you can be talked into washing the undershirt you wear. Or maybe even your jersey or your socks. Not really necessary. Not really necessary to ever wash any of that stuff. But especially if you get hot, that stuff's not getting washed. There's no way. And it will get to the point where someone on the ice, an opposition player, will say, man, you really stink. And when that happens, you know it's time to wash your stuff. Then you know it's very bad.
When an actual opponent during a game tells you smell.
Yeah, you get tangled
it's
with...
Like, not in the handshake line, like during a game?
No, like get tangled with somebody in front of the net and skating back up the ice the other way after a guy tries to cornhole you, will say...
What?
That
huh?
Guy will say, you don't want to... You really ought to wash that stuff. You don't want to be wearing that stuff out here. That's bad. That's really bad stuff.
So that shames you into actually washing it
no.
at that point?
Oh, it doesn't. No.
Okay. Ugh. So what else do I have to do? Because usually my wife's out of town, and usually when she'll remember there's we've got like
cover the air conditioner.
We never cover the air.
You don't cover the air conditioner.
No, cover the air conditioner. The grill has been covered, and we
should cover the air conditioner.
I don't know how. With
you
what?
Buy
like
a big you buy
something?
A big cover at Menards, and you just cover it.
What does it do?
It preserves the life of the air conditioner during a harsh Chicago winter.
I'll just get a new air conditioner. It's easier.
It's a vinyl cover. You throw some string.
$12 at Menards.
Oh, is it?
You throw a string around it. You tie it down. You're done.
It's been there 11 years. It's probably fine. I'm sure it's fine. If it's lasted this long, I'm sure it's fine.
This is not a difficult project. I could teach you how to do this. Okay. So here's what you do. You drive to Menards. Okay.
I'm already confused. All right. I've already screwed it up.
Guys, us working folk usually just take it out of the window, remove it from the window, and put it in the closet somewhere or something. That way you don't have to buy a cover, and your air conditioner won't get ruined.
We don't know how y'all fancy people do it.
Y'all highfalutin people.
My daddy well, taught me.
We took a chunk of ice in a fan, and that was good enough.
Well, there's two of them. Do you have to do it for both of them?
You have two? You have two units, two air conditioning units?
Yeah.
Wow.
That I is think
some,
so.
They that look is like some mansion.
They look the same.
Yes, they're the same.
I think they're, I don't know, maybe one is different.
No, if it looks like an air conditioner,
one,
it's
I
an
think
air
it is.
Conditioner.
It sits outside, it's got a big fan in it,
that's,
and then a thing to keep the people from sticking their fingers in the
that's,
fan.
That's it, yeah. The
oh,
grill,
is that
that's
central
an air,
air
conditioner.
Well, that's... So there's one, and then there's one next to it that looks exactly like it, which I assume is, I don't know, I assume it's also an air conditioner.
You have two.
Okay.
You have two of those.
So you have to cover both of them?
You'd have to cover them both.
Bob Velo over
I've
here.
Never done this before. Well, I don't know! The guy comes from where
you
every
own
year
a
comes
home.
Twice a year.
What the hell's wrong
yeah,
with
I
you?
Don't know what to... Because I don't know what to do with
I
a
just
home.
Pay the guy. He does it.
I don't know what to
I don't
do.
Know how
I'm
how
not
to fix
trained
the thermostat.
In any of this.
I don't know how to look at it.
None of us are.
I don't. He comes out every year and he sets the humidistat, he sets the thermostat and says, don't move this, leave this at this. And then I said, okay, well, what if it's, and then he like writes it down for me.
Does he
me.
Change your diaper too?
Well, look, I rely on people who know more than I
None
do about these
None of us are
things.
Trained in this. What we do is we learn.
Well,
we learn. We
I
find
forget
out.
Every time. He comes out and then he says stuff and I kind of nod.
I'm not asking you to hang a fixture. I'm telling you to cover your air conditioner with a piece of vinyl.
All right, but you're the first to ever tell me this. Because usually what happens is the homeowners association will like send out an email to say, because one guy, one of my neighbors, when the first hard frost came, he didn't disconnect his garden hoses from the hose bibs, and I didn't even know what a hose bib was, so I had to email and ask him what a hose bib was, and he said it's the thing that sticks out of the house that you attach the hose to, so detach the hose. And I detached the hose, and I just left it there. So then winter came, and then winter left, and then the hose was all cracked and
yes.
full of holes, and I had to go buy a new hose. They didn't tell me I had to put the hose somewhere.
You also have to drain the hose, by the way.
Oh, this hose exploded. It was like all, it was cracked and like it turned to dust. It ceased to be a hose. It was kind of just like green powder.
I was going to suggest if you really wanted to be careful, you could also cover the hose bib, but I'm not going to get into that.
Be thankful I even know what it is, let alone cover it.
All
I
right,
gotta get
never
the ice
mind.
Melter out, and then there's the front rugs we gotta put over the marble, or she's gonna yell at me because he can't get like slush on the marble or something. I don't know.
That's what you get for having nice things.
Ooh,
no,
marble. It's what you get for your wife leaving town.
Most of us don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't really. She worries about it, and then yells at me. I'm not particularly worried about.
You don't want to get yelled at. I spend most of my waking hours trying not to get yelled at.
I know it's really hard.
Mostly I say nothing. Sometimes that's effective. Sometimes that's not quite good enough.
You ever try slinking quietly into another room?
It's impossible. Listen, my wife knows every single thing I do.
Right.
From the minute I get up
right.
to the minute I go to sleep.
Is wrong.
Yes.
Right.
Not only is it wrong, but she knows. I mean, she knows where I've been and what I've done based on shoes and socks, mostly golf shirts. Golf shirts are a big, that's a big tell. That's a tell. But she knows everything.
Well, it's easier when she's out of town. And then the kids didn't even cover for her. She said, kids, so what have you, how's it been? And they said, oh, Dad has given us Pop-Tarts every morning for breakfast. And
don't you have a deal? Don't you have a deal with them?
Yeah.
Don't you have a deal?
Soon as Mom leaves, you have as many Pop-Tarts as you want.
Right, but the deal is then you don't rat on me when Mom gets home.
I thought that was kind of understood, but I guess it wasn't. I kind of assumed.
That's the contract, Dan.
Yep.
That's the contract. You didn't get that in writing, obviously.
So last night I said, "What do you want for dinner?" He said, "Can I see if I could eat an entire Tombstone pizza by myself?" And I said, "Of course."
What do you care?
Right. Why would the answer be no? And he got halfway through it and he's like, "I'm full." I said, "That's seriously the best you could do is half."
You fancy so you Tombstone pizzas in your fancy oven.
You with the heating up of food, right? No, but I said seriously. I said that your whole thing. This is man versus food. You're challenging yourself. You're done. It's a full.
So you encouraged him to gorge himself.
I said one more. So you got to eat more than half.
And did he?
Yeah. Powered it down, then took the rest for lunch.
And now he's going to tell on you when Mom
Dad
gets
Dad made me eat five pieces already. Yep, as you better believe it. Dan Durkin is next. He breaks down Bears, Broncos, X's and O's, offenses versus defenses, matchups and things. Hardcore football talk coming your way on The Score.
Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, middays 9-1. Next up, the Bears have a big hurdle in front of them called the Denver Broncos. Will the Bears surprise everyone and get a W against John Fox's old team? We're talking about it, so keep it here, Bears fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Hello, Chicago small business owners. Holiday shopping season is here, and with it comes Small Business Saturday on November 28th. Providing you with gas and power to keep your business cozy just isn't enough. Direct Energy Business appreciates their small business customers, and they want to do more. Enter their Small Business Saturday sweepstakes by November 30th for a chance to win a $500 Staples gift card and other prizes. Deck your halls with toner, pens, notepads, and more. Visit smallbusinessenergy.com/sweeps to enter now and kick off the new year with help from Direct Energy Business. No purchase necessary.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new